Today is Monday, May the 4th, 2020, and my name is Adam. Hello, everyone, and welcome to Geeky Gay. This is the show where I talk about my life 5 days a week, and you listen. And today is no different. I guess I should play the Star Wars theme because May the 4th, you know, may the 4th be with you or whatever. All of, you know, for those of you who are Star Trek? I don't know. I have Alzheimer's. Star Wars is what I meant. I really don't know what I said, though. I could go back. I'm not. For all you Star Wars fans out there, may the 4th be with you. A lot of people hate that. They don't really like the may the 4th be with you. They think it's corny, whatever. But I said May 4th and then I remembered it. And so I just thought I would just say it. So there we go. I said it. Oh my gosh. We had such a busy weekend over the week. Well, I had such a busy weekend. It just flew by. It seems like that these weekends just fly by. Just even though we're quarantined, we're staying home mostly, other than, you know, the whole home buying process that we've been going through. We've been staying home and it just has been flying, though. We work a lot. You know, we both work 9 to 5, 8 to 5, 8 to 6, whatever jobs, and those keep us really busy. And then all the stuff that you just do, you know, cooking and eating and working out and all that kind of stuff. So we're normally busy anyway. This weekend, though, it was pretty busy because, well, I got a new hobby. So Mark makes fun of me because he says I always find something to do no matter what. No matter how much I have on my plate, if there's any downtime or any lag time, he said I always find something, some new thing to learn or some, you know, whatever. And he has a couple of things, but he doesn't have a lot of hobbies. He plays Pokemon, you know, he likes to watch TV, he works, that's about it. He doesn't really have any hobbies that he does. And I'm full of hobbies. I mean, I have all kinds of things that I'm interested in. And there's no, I mean, it's not bad to be how he is or bad to be how I am. It's just the way we are. But I start doing something and it interests me. And so, you know, I want to continue. Podcasting is one of those things. And I've continued to do that for the past, I don't even know how many years it's been now. I want to say 13, 14 years, something like that, maybe even more. Gosh, I want to say that I started in 2014. So it must be like 16 years. No, not 20, 2004. So that would be like 16 years. So 15 or 16 years that I've been podcasting anyway. And I add other things onto that. I mean, for a while I was doing video editing and I still want to get in. I want to get into doing videos for YouTube and stuff like that. And so there's that. And then when we started doing the whole, okay, we're going to be buying a house, I decided that I was going to find an application that I could create the landscape in, you know, in an image so that I could see what it looked like before we actually went out and purchased trees and paid for a deck to be built or a patio or whatever the case may be. And so I went through several, and I know I've already talked about this on the show. I went through several iterations. Well, now, and I think I may have even talked about this, but now I found this application called Blender that's completely free. But it's a modeling application, but it's used for 2D animation, 3D animation, modeling, rendering, like all, it's used for like a ton of different stuff. But it's completely free and it's so powerful. But it's so powerful that it's going to take me 3 years to learn how to use it enough. But now I'm interested. So I've been watching all these YouTube videos on how to use Blender. And so far, I've only figured out how to like create what they call a plane, which is basically a square, and how to rotate that around and how to resize it. After about 4 days worth of YouTube videos, that's basically what I figured out how to do. But it's so fun and it's so interesting, like what you can do with this. So I want to model the entire house, including the yard, so that we can go in and put trees and put, you know, decking and put all this stuff and see what it will look like. But you'll have a 3D, three-dimensional view of all of that. And then I want to be able to do the same thing inside the rooms. Like, we can put a couch and all this kind of stuff. Because I've always been so enthralled with all these HGTV shows when they show this image, this overlay of the home that they're designing, and then stuff just magically, like, rotates into frame, like couches and chairs. And I think they use an application similar to Blender where they model all this stuff and then they add an animation to it. Anyway, it's really cool. So I did that a lot over the weekend. But we also were supposed to go and do what's called a punch list. And a punch list is basically, some of you may be aware of this, some may not, but I talked to somebody this weekend and they didn't know what a punch list was. So a punch list is when a new house is built. Generally, it's when a new house is built. You'll go in before you close on the new home and you'll look at all the paint and the all the surfaces and everything and just look for any cosmetic stuff that maybe they had overspray when they were spraying the paint and they got some paint on the floor, or they missed an under cabinet, you know, when they were painting, they missed under the cabinet, or some glue got somewhere it shouldn't have, or the grout in the shower is needs to be, you know, some of it dripped or something and got on, you know, just little cosmetic things that they need to go in and fix before you actually take ownership of the property. And we thought we were going to do that on Saturday, and we got up, we had breakfast, I made eggs and rice and bacon, and then we drove over to the house. Well, we met the realtor there, and the first thing she says to us is, oh, I got a call earlier from the agent, the selling agent, and she asked us not to do the punch list today. I don't know why she didn't contact us and say, hey guys, we can't do the punch list today. Let's not meet. But regardless, she's like, well, you guys could walk around and you could use a notepad and we could write down things. We just don't want to mark anything. And normally when you do a punch list, you'll buy painter's tape, usually that blue painter's tape, and you'll mark it around, you know. And so she said, but we don't want to do any painter's tape, but you can note it. But the problem with that is they may fix the things, because the reason the selling agent said don't do the punch list today is because apparently the builder still needs to go through and they're aware of a few things that need to be touched up. And so they didn't want us to go in and put blue tape all over the place for things they already knew about that they were going to fix. And so we were like, well, why would we make a list? Because we're going to have to walk through again and see if they fixed any of these things before we give them the punch list. So we kind of just walked through again, and I don't know. I made a few notes, but they're not really going to be worth anything. We're excited, so I liked the opportunity to see the house because we don't have a key yet, and so we can't go and like look at the house unless we have the agent with us, because we can't get in. So that was nice, but we didn't really have to go out there, and you know, but we did. And then the rest of the day on Saturday, I was doing Blender tutorials and stuff like that. So I guess Saturday wasn't extremely busy, because we just kind of watched Handmaid's Tale, and I did a bunch of Blender tutorials and watched that. And I did a little preparation for Pride 48 stuff as well. And then on Sunday, I had... Oh, I'm sorry. I completely forgot one thing. Dubious Intent came back, and we had our first recording Saturday night. So for anyone who wants to join us, we are streaming it live on pride48.com, and it's Saturday evenings at 10 p.m. Eastern. We get there a little bit early, and we went really late. Like, we started recording about 10:30 Eastern, and our show normally goes about an hour and a half. It's a long show. Sater doesn't like long shows. Oh, well. So, anyway, Sater is another podcaster on Pride 48, for those of you who listen and don't know who he is. And he won't listen to a show that's over an hour long, so. Then we stayed on and talked and talked, and Archer from Archer Radio joined us on our Zoom call, and he had a chat with us, and then we decided we were going to play some Jackbox games. You don't know Jack, so we had a bunch of people from the chat room join us, and we played that. I think I didn't get off until like 3, get off the call until 3 a.m. Eastern. And then on Sunday, I had the got up kind of late because I had stayed up so late, and then we ate and watched Survivor in the afternoon. I had to prepare for Survivor's Ready. We also had a suits meeting at 6:30, and then 6:30 my time, and then we had a state of the station, and then I had Survivor's Ready podcast last night. So a lot of podcasting this weekend. I recorded 3 podcasts this weekend. So anyway, it was really busy. All right, for more episodes, you can go to geekygay.com. You can email me, adamburns.uk@gmail.com. You can call 479-221-9393. And you can find many more LGBT and LGBTQ plus friendly podcasts at pride48.com. Talk to you guys tomorrow. Bye, everyone.
This show is part of the Pride 48 Network.
Find all the best shows under the rainbow at pride48.com.